Good afternoon, and you join us today. We've actually been out once today. We have a couple of hours up Angles Arc, going round the reservoir, and I was going to go all the way around, but I'm quite hardy when it comes to things like that. I'll walk in all sorts of conditions, but the mud was just deplorable. It was like the Somme. It turned us back. So we did a couple of hours up there, went back to the marina, and we sat in the summer house for about an hour. I was having a brew. Molly was just watching the world go by, sitting on one of the chairs. I was having a read. And then I said, sod it, let's come out again. So we've come, and we're at a place, and it's a road, a track. It's like north of Bolton, east of Chorley, at Lead Mines Clough, it's called. And it is where there were some lead mines. And we've just parked the car up and come out onto the track. And it's at the end of a reservoir. And I'm looking over a dry stone wall at the moment, and this wall's completely covered in like moss and lichen, and then I'm looking through the branches of a tree that's completely covered in the same, at this little inlet with a couple of ducks on it, and the water is like flat calm, and it's black. It's so obsidian black, this water. It's like something out of a Edgar Allan Poe novel. And it's still. It's very, very still. There's no bird song. I mean, I love getting out when there's bird song. It's one of the joys of getting out into the countryside, but it's about 2 o'clock in the afternoon, so we may well walk into darkness today. It's just a track. We're on the track. It's about... It's quite wide. You could get a vehicle along it. You can see that vehicles have been along it. So at some point, we must turn off. I've not been up here before. And usually the walks I go on, that I do a podcast on, are things I'm familiar with, so that I know a bit about the place and I know what's coming next. But I don't know. And it's a very quiet track. There's some water, like I say, the inlet on my right-hand side, over the other side of a dry stone wall. Then there's this track, which is the size of that, and muddy as hell. And then it goes up about 30 feet on my left, a sheer rock wall, and the rock's exposed. It's all like shattered siltstone or shale. It could be shale. And trees are growing on either side, completely bare now. And there's bracken as well, the remains of bracken. Molly, I don't know whether she really wanted to come out, because we went back on the boat just for 5 minutes. And she hates being on the boat. But I must admit, once she sat down in the warmth, because the fire was just ticking away, and it's lovely and warm and cosy. And she didn't want to get off. But I knew, I picked her up and chucked her out of the door, because I know that once... Like all dogs, once she's out, she's happy, and she's just gone running off after something up the path. I can't see what it is, but something in her wild doggy imagination has piqued her interest. I can hear running water now. So on my right hand side, there are some waterfalls. I've got my Ordnance Survey map. I've got an app called View Ranger on my phone, and have a look at it, and there are waterfalls. I can hear water now. And this... It must be quite a damp, shaded spot. Because, like I say, the dry stone walls at either side of me. And the branches on the trees are all completely covered in moss. And then there's these stark, dry stone walls at either side, and it's like, if anybody knows the books, it's like Gormenghast. It's like a Mervyn Peake book, all dark and foreboding and mysterious. We're coming now, we're going around the left hand bend, and there, the water's here, and it's a stream that's running down into the reservoir, and it's very shallow, so it's all rocks at the bottom, so the water is making quite a noise as it tumbles over the rocks. Molly's going to the edge. I'm just coming around the edge of the dry stone wall, and you can probably hear the sound of the water in Cape Crease. There's a gorse bush growing out of the bank. No swimming. Deep channel, it says. It's about 2 inches deep. Going to a bridge now. And I'm going to have to... I mean, you can just strike off wherever we want, but I am going to have a look at my Ordnance Survey map, I think, occasionally. The ground to my left now is just rising up. I'm just stopping to have a look at it. And it's just... I can't get over it. It's like green. Everything's covered in this green moss. It's clinging and dark. And Edgar Allan Poe. And it's like... something about Tales of Mystery and Imagination. You know, it's one of these... But it's quite creepy at night. I come up here one night when the sun's when the moon's out. I bet this could be quite a fascinating walk. So I'll do that one night. I record it as a podcast to describe it. You just cross the bridge and now the stream is on my left. I think I know where we must be heading now. I think this stream runs through Lead Mine Clough. There's a valley up here, a clough, and it was the size of an old lead mine, and the remains of it are still there. I remember coming up and having a long day here a couple of years ago. We walked and walked and walked. Well, I hadn't got Molly then, I was on my own. And then I stopped at one point and got my little stove out, and it was one of these liquid fueled priming stove, my camping stove, and I fired that up on a rock side, and I'm like cooking a brew and a bit of grub, and I remember this couple coming past and frowning at me like, how dare you light a fire in this area. I was only having a cup of tea, miserable old sod. So around, yeah, all the trees are bare, they're so bare. And they look so brittle, you would think they're dead, and they're not. But this time of year, everything looks dead. And we're rising up now on the path, and I could ride, the ground rises quite steeply, because in front of me, and I'm looking up at about 45 degrees, I'm looking at a line of conifers against the skyline, about 150 yards away. That's quite interesting. Pile of dog muck, horse muck in front of me, so God, there are these trees. You just wouldn't believe that they're going to come back in spring. They just look so desperate. In front of me now, about 100 yards in front of me, I can see a bridge. Just walking up the bank now. Well, that's nice. The water's running down over bare rock and then tumbling over a little waterfall about 4 or 5 foot high and then into a pool, and the water is very brackish. It's brown, it's stained by peat. I've been walking down with a couple of walking poles. It's going to mooch around because I'm not in a hurry. And I can see another water, a little stream of water falling in from somewhere else. It's just water, gallons and thousands of gallons of water just draining off the land. It's lovely. Spot. Now the ground, I think the rock must be shale, because the ground below me is shale. It's just I'm walking over very smashed up shale. Now I'm not sure whether this is fractured overburden over the top of the shale proper, or whether it's spoil from the lead mines. I think it is, because I'm looking across now to my right, and it's like, and it just doesn't look natural. There's like a hillside at one point, If anybody knew from the north of England remembers the old pit rocks. And then they, when all the mines closed, they landscaped those. It didn't look natural, try as they might. Now I'm coming to a bridge and a fork in the road. And I think, I've approached this from a different direction before, but I think if I cross this bridge and then go right, that will take me up to the lead mines. More gorse on the right hand side in flower. You can water, the sound of the water's dying away behind us now. We're running parallel with the stream, it's on my left. Quite pretty. It's about 7 or 8 feet wide, and it's just because it's coming quite steeply downhill, so it's like just a series of little waterfalls and the like. Oh, a bit of a pull up now. Molly's just mooting about. She's really good. She just mooches about and does her own thing and doesn't get in a lot of trouble and comes back when I ask her to. Now there's a bridge. And the thing is, there is a kissing gate at either side of it, so you can walk up either side of the stream. Now I'm going to go over the bridge. And then even then, we go over the bridge, just coming to the kissing gate. See if I can get Molly through it, because she's bloody murder at going through these things. Sometimes she'll be really good, and sometimes she'll just stand there and look completely confused. And this time, just straight through. Well done. And there's a path going off up to my left, and it goes through some really thick, beautiful, I mean, I don't like conifers, but these are really, I don't know what kind of spruce they are, but they're really very, very attractive, and I can see steps going off into the dark. I'm not sure. We'll carry on up here at the side of the stream. A lot more conifer up here, but it's mixed, so it's not like it doesn't. There's something natural about it. It's just when it's completely just conifer. Now I'm coming past, and there's a sign at the side here says five slime pit, number five slime pit. And it's just, all it is now is just a depression in the ground. Must have been a slime pit. And it looks like it could be like some kind of settling pit where they, you know, where it, whatever came down and then they let the solids, the fines, settle out of it. And then probably it would then overflow and run further down, using the contours of the land and the water supply to their own advantage. Because we're dead clever, these people. I mean, they've done all this lead mines and all sorts of copper mines, all sorts of industry, which was fairly heavy industry for the day, all across the country, you know, with fairly basic technology. You know, people think that you know, we're actually brighter, more intelligent than generations that came before us. No, our brains are exactly the same. They're exactly the same. They're the same thoughts as us and emotions as us. It's just that technology's grown. We haven't developed, not one jot, the same as we were. It's just that technology's grown. If technology had gone on a pace in those days, then now on our left hand side to a fence, and there's this one of these little, and there's a little bench though, with Dennis Cooper, 1930 to 1998, dedicated to Dennis. And then it says there's a fence round it. 7 pumping shaft and water wheel pit. So, and it's got a like a picture, a reconstruction of the water wheel and pumping arrangements. And you can actually, yeah, I can see it. There's a hole at one end. It's about 40 feet, 50 feet long. This structure, it's all stonework. It's all completely covered in moss and lichen and crap and grass and everything. But you can still make out some of the bare brickwork. And on the diagram, it shows a pit at one end, which is where the water ran away. And then a channel, which you can see, and then a little wall, which you can see. And then there's like a structure where the water wheel, where a big water wheel sat. And you can still see that. And then water would be brought in over the top of that by what looked like a timber construction. And then hit the water wheel, make the water wheel turn, running some kind of contraption. Then the water ran away and down that hole. Oh, very fast. And Molly, come out. There's a big hole there. If you go down there, you might end up in Australia, China. So we're going to carry on walking up here. I don't think this actually leads anywhere now. This is where I... There's like a sawn plinth here, and that's where I got the dirty loot for cooking my lunch on top of it a couple of years ago. Oh, there's a bridge. There's a bridge. It's all very... We're in the middle of nowhere. We're in a valley. Like a valley. I look back. In the sky, there's a jet going over. I can just about see it between the clouds. The cloud, it's a very grey day, but it's very, very still. 9 inch launder bases, wooden trough. So there's some other thing. I'm going down a flight of quite rickety steps now to another bridge that goes over this stream. And I think this is what I've done in the past. Looking up, I'm just standing looking up it now, and there's all this brackish water tumbling down, and you can see where it's actually tumbling down, but you can also see where it's coming off, feeding this main stream that's draining off the fields because we've had more. I think it rained heavily again last night, and we've had so much water that it's just draining off the streams, and it's brackish, it's peaty brown. Be careful, there's some wooden stone steps as I come down, and I bet they're bloody slippery. Now, I could go strike off to my left, but that goes up through there. I remember going up there once, and I ended up getting a bit lost, and I had to scramble up a bank for a couple of hundred yards and to kind of orientate myself. So what I've done, I've gone over this bridge. Molly, what are you eating? Reef. Another stream running in, and we're actually walking down the other side of the stream, and I'm looking at it now. I've stopped and I've stood and I'm looking at it, and I tell you, you could be in the Lake District. This is such a beautiful little spot. It's like a, you know, fairy grade. It's picnic stuff, this. Lead Mines Clough, there's a lot of people know it. It's quite popular in good weather, this is a walk, and a lot of people just know it because I think it's a monument to a crash bomber somewhere over to my right up the hillside, Second World War. And it's beautiful. The stream is like coming past me, and then it turns right, it turns out, and it kind of meanders down. There's just completely covered in boulders, and the water is just trickling and breaking its way through the boulders, and the ground at either side is, there's grass and lots of dead bracken as it rises up at either side, and lots of trees all gnarled and covered in green moss, and the sky above it is sun's just about trying to break through in places, but I don't think it's going to, because I think it'll probably be dark before that happens. And you can see the blue sky. And the sound, it's beautiful. Somebody else now on the other side, walking down, probably following the same route as I am. No, he's striking off to the left. Good, because if you've heard any of my other podcasts, you will know that I'm an unsociable bugger and I don't like company. I like being on my own with my little doggy. Just walking down the path. Now, it's gorgeous. This is gorgeous. This is just like being in the lakes. And like I said before, I mean, this is the middle of winter. And every season, every day of every season is different. I mean, in spring, this will be, oh, and the buds are coming out, and it'll be gorgeous. In summer, it'll be somewhere to come on a hot day. And the stream will probably have almost dried up. But the leaves and the trees will protect you from the sunlight. Turn to the river down away now as we just move away from it a little, or as it moves away from us, I should say. And then autumn, when the leaves are changing colour. It's beautiful. And you think, I mean, I'm walking now, I've got this beautiful stream on the left hand side, this brackish watered stream, and the ground rising up to my left. Conifers and deciduous trees, and right of me now, in front of me now, there's a huge clump of gorse with the path is kind of pushed through the middle of it. Beautiful. A muddy spot now, right? Just walking through the gorse now. Yeah, like I say, you don't. As we walk through, and I think, well, there's nobody here. That doesn't mean there's nothing here. There are probably things scampering through the grass, feet from where I'm walking now. That's a nice thought. Coming back basically to the bridge that I crossed, and I said there was like a kissing gate at either side of the bridge. Well, we are now coming down to the kissing gate on the other side from where we entered, and it was only a short little walk. Well, that was just a little excursion off the main route, 10 minutes, quarter of an hour. But what a beautiful, beautiful, restful, calming experience. Just take your time and walk up there slowly. Listen to the water. There's no wind, nothing. I can't see a bough. Even at the top of the trees, nothing's moving, it's still. Beautiful. See if Moy can get through this kissing gate. Come on, Mo. Come on. Come on. Oh, yeah. Come on, you big animal. She managed it. I know that if I go right now on this path, and I can see the path winding up, it will take me to a place called Jepson's Gate, near Jepson's Farm. And but I also know that the farmer is doing quite a lot of work up there, and he's got vehicles jamming up the path and any car parking spaces and stuff like that. So we'll just head back this way. It's in the water, dying away. Isn't that beautiful? The footpath. I mean, we aren't going up it, but there's a public footpath that goes straight on. It takes us right round, I think, to Rivington, and it looks like it's wide enough for to get a vehicle up, and it looks like one of these, because it's going into Conifer, it looks like one of the old forestry tracks that I remember when I worked for Earl Derby, John Stanley, many, many years ago when I was about 17. It's just a little retaining wall here, and like an area to the right of the path. I'm just walking up to it now, and it just takes you right up to the edge of the water where it's crashing over, and that's beautiful, like picnic spot. And you just, oh, this is gorgeous where I am now. I'm just standing at the edge looking down. I look up, the water's coming down, rushing over some waterfalls in front of me. There's a huge area, flat area of rock here. I think this is why this little area was built. It's like a little observation point. The mall is right at the edge. And a flat area of rock. And the water's crashing down in waterfalls all through it in different spots.
Like a deer mall.
He's loving it.
Loving it, loving it, loving it.
Walking away now. Back down the track. Through the gorse. The gnarled branches. Of the trees that are overhead. Looking up now, you can see the remains of nests. In the branches of the trees. Funny, isn't it? When you come out on a walk, I never like doing like out and back walks. I like doing circular walks. Because the scenery's changing all the time. But think about it logically. If you're walking out, then you're looking in one direction. You don't see what's behind you. Well, you do, but you pass it and you see it from one direction. So when you walk back in the other direction, you're seeing a completely different landscape. And if you're climbing on your way out, you're descending on your way back. And this is what I'm doing now. I'm on the same path, but it's a totally different landscape. I could be just carrying on the walk. You know, I mean, so much so that I think, ooh, I hope we're on the right path to get back to where the car's parked. Stream still to our right now. And I've not seen anybody. Well, I have seen one bloke, two blokes, one with sticks and another bloke at the other side of the stream, but both of them decided to go off on some of the many tracks that just wend the way up into the woodland. Ooh. Very cool tree there. It's full of like cankerous lumps sticking out of it, and all these leaves have gathered in them, so it just looks like it's all knobbly and gnarly and evil, and branches just reaching out over my head like branches. You have to make the most of the highways and byways, because at this time of year, I mean, I've done as spring and summer comes in, I will be hoping to getting out much further onto the coast and up into the hills, up into the lakes, up into the fells, the Yorkshire Dales. But the weather is so bad, but it shouldn't keep you in. Yes, it's muddy. I live with it. Take your boots off before you go on the carpet. You know, it's not rocket science. Your dog gets dirty. I live with that. You can't keep a dog clean. It's impossible. But you have to get out. Make the most of these places. But, I can say I went to Angleside this morning and it was just so muddy we had ended up having to turn back. And I knew what I was doing when I turned off onto this path, because I've been on it before. And in the middle of summer it's muddy. But I gave it a go, but it beat me. This is lovely. We're on the road back. No, we're on the path back to the car. We've got this quite high, must be 5 feet high, dry stone wall on the left, which has got the stream on the other side of it. And then just a 12, 15 foot wide road path. And this dry stone wall on the right, about 3 foot high, which is just like a retaining wall, because that's where the land goes up, and it's not smooth, it's just in a series of jagged falls of rock and crap, and it just goes up and up about 50 feet to arable land. I can see the gate now, where the car is parked the other side of, so I'll leave it at that. It's just having a little bit of a walk. Oh, there's a horse coming through the gate, so I'm going to have to put Molly on a lead anyway. So I'll see you next time. Bye bye.